1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Over the last few weeks, we've been preaching on applying biblical principles to government. It never occurs to some Christians that God actually cares about who is in office and who they vote for, and whether the person that is running for office that they vote for is a Christian, has biblical or will support biblical values. Many Christians don't even realize that the Bible speaks to these issues. But the Bible does. God created government, and he has laid out clear guidelines for what roles government should play, and also what authority government has, and what types of people should be in office. I would encourage you to go back and look at those past sermons. You can view them on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. I also would encourage you to go to floridavotesvalues.com, where we have voter guides, where you can actually see where the candidates stand on these issues that are very important, these issues that matter to God, and they should matter to you as well. George Washington, the father of our country, first president of the United States, and the commander of the Revolutionary Army, he said this: the federal government can never be in danger of denigrating into a monarchy, an oligarchy, or any other despotic or oppressive form, so long as there shall remain any virtue in the people, in the body of the people. Daniel Webster, early American jurist and senator, also, you may have read the Webster Dictionary, he said this: if we and our posterity reject religious instruction and authority, violate the rules of eternal justice, trifle with the injunctions of morality, and recklessly destroy the political constitutions which hold us together, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us that shall bury all the glory in profound, all our glory in profound obscurity. Those quotes are very, very pertinent for us today. We're going to just briefly go over some of the concepts we talked about in the past, just fly right through this, but then we're going to cover some new ground today as well. So rulers must recognize our God is our creator. Rulers must read God's law and fear and obey God. Rulers must be just. Rulers also must judge people, or judges must judge people justly. Our constitution and laws must be based on God's law. Rulers must honor God. Rulers must defend innocent human life without exception. Rulers must defend marriage as God defines it and as God created man and woman, a man and his wife to be joined together. Rulers must return the law of God, the Bible, prayer, and creation science to schools. By the way, we might add that churches should start preaching the full counsel of God, not just the select passages that talk about his blessings, but also the parts that people don't want to hear, the parts that talk about sin, the parts that talk about God's judgment on sin. So it is important that we actually read the Bible. Christians need to return the Bible to our homes and to our lives. Christians need to be reading the Bible. You need to be reading the Bible. If you're not reading the Bible every day, and I'm not just talking about a verse a day, really at minimum, I believe you should be going through the Bible once a year at minimum. You can definitely do more than that. But how in the world, you know, I've read the Bible many, many times, and every time I read it, every time I listen to it, I hear something else. And by the way, you can not only read the Bible, but you can also not just read it in a book. You can read it on your iPad, on your iPhone. You can actually have it read to you by various apps. And many of these are even free, where you can actually partake in the Word of God. Rulers must live within their means. We're not just talking about personally, but also in their role as a ruler. Rulers must stay within their delegated powers and restrain others that are usurping their authority. Rulers must keep the rule of law. Rulers must defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Rulers must defend Israel. Rulers must protect our borders and, at the same time, not allow strangers to be mistreated. Rulers also must protect property rights. In Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14, we read, You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which the men of old have set, and your inheritance, which you will inherit, the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. So there were boundaries of what people owned, and that was to be respected and protected. We know, if you look at what's going on in some cities today, you'll see rulers actually ordering the police to stand back, to not intervene, to continue to allow looters and rioters to burn down buildings that aren't their own, to burn down businesses, to actually steal from businesses. By the way, those businesses are owned by individuals, some of which are black. We've also seen in Seattle that the mayor has actually allowed for they're called protesters, but they're not protesters. They're thugs. They allowed them to go into one part of the city and take over an area of the city and determine that it is theirs. By the way, if you read Black Lives Matter and the organization that actually works with, or actually is the founding of Black Lives Matter, the actual driving force of this organization, they don't believe in property rights. They believe that all property rights should be abolished, and they want to take your property even. By the way, Black Lives do matter, Blue Lives matter, White Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter. Every human being matters to God, and we need to be protected. But you have to really be discerning when you look at an organization that believes in abolishing our form of government, abolishing and replacing it with Marxism, and actually also abolishing property rights and taking what you have. When you see that happening, you have to You have to use discernment and realize that this is not an organization that we should support. And the NFL and Major League Baseball and other sports that are giving a voice to this organization are being duped. We need to not be duped. We need to stand up and fight for the rights of people, but also realize that property rights are important. God has ordained this. This is a simple principle of the Word of God. Rulers must also defend your right to defend yourself, including with a weapon. In Exodus chapter 22, verse 2, we read, if the thief is found breaking in and he is struck so that he dies, there shall be no guilt for his bloodshed. The passage actually goes on and says that if the sun is risen, if he's already, by the way, gotten away, and then the homeowner hunts him down and kills him, that there shall be guilt for his bloodshed. God gives in the Bible the right to use lethal force to protect yourself, your family, and your property. This is something that the founding fathers did agree with, and the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States says this, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, there are some people that say, well, that was talking about the army. Obviously, it wasn't talking about the army. If the people in America did not have arms, we wouldn't have America. We would be still under the King of England and could very well still be under the King of England. We could be in English colonies. By the way, we would likely have had slavery for longer as well, where the founding fathers actually were working to abolish slavery, but they were prohibited by the king from doing so. One of the things that we need to look at is to look at what the founding fathers said about the right to bear arms. Noah Webster said this, the supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be on any pretense raised in the United States. In other words, the people should be able to have weapons of such magnitude that the U.S. Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force could not overwhelm and overcome the citizens of the United States. God has given us the right to defend ourselves. He's also given us the right to use arms to defend ourselves and our nation against a tyrannical government. And by the way, the fact that so many Americans own arms has protected our nation and has kept foreign enemies from invading our land, because they know that Americans in many houses in America that they will actually face opposition from the people that live there. Rulers must love liberty. In Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land to its inhabitants. And also Psalm 119, verse 45. By the way, that previous passage is inscribed on the Liberty Bell. Psalm 119, verse 45 says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. So this is something that is critical, that we have liberty. And we really only truly have liberty when we are seeking God, when we're seeking His commandments, when we're seeking His precepts, when we're walking in His precepts. The First Amendment of the United States, of the Constitution of the United States, says this: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So this is something that is clear. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. We have a right. We have the right to stand up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the right to stand up and let our voices be heard. We have the right to exert influence upon the government through the Word of God. Samuel Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this: neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. Benjamin Franklin, signer of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, said this: only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. A nation, as nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. We've said this in the past, but if you don't like how many police officers we have in America, it's time to fall on our knees before God, to repent of our sins, to examine yourself, to make sure that you are right with God, and to boldly call for others to repent as well. It is because of wicked people that will use weapons to murder people, that will rape people, that will steal, that will kill, that will violate God's commandments, that we have so many police officers. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court said this: no free government now exists in the world unless where Christianity is acknowledged and is the religion of that country. And we, in America today, we really have a difficult situation that we're going through. We are really in the crossroads here in America, where we have those who want to destroy this nation, and they are out, and we can see them. We can see them. They're even boldly proclaiming, we want to overthrow this way of government, this government, and we want to actually bring about and replace it with a new government, a government that is a Marxist government. We have those, that warring faction, and those who want to overthrow and abolish the way that our founding fathers, this government that was established by our founding fathers, based on the Word of God, and we have those who want to defend this country. It is time that we realize that we have fallen away from God. We've lost our first love. See, God warned the children of Israel against becoming fat and well-fed. You can read that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 8, or verses 10 through 20. When you have eaten and are full, God's saying, you know, you're going to come into this promised land. The land's going to be a land full of milk and honey. You're going to have blessings beyond measure. Verse 10, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of a flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, and that he might test you, to do you good in the end. Then you shall say in your heart, my power and the might of my hands have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. And there are some people that say, well, this is only intended for Israel. God had a special relationship with Israel, and those blessings and the cursings were only with Israel, but God doesn't care really about other nations. And the last few verses here show you clearly. Verse 20, as the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish. You see, God had the same standard for Israel as he had for those other nations. Those other nations were being destroyed by God. Why? Because they were wicked, because they were evil, because they had violated God's commandments. They had committed those sins that are listed in Leviticus chapters 18 and 20. And God said to the Israelites, if you commit these sins, these same sins, you will meet the same demise. I will bring judgments against you as well. We in America have been blessed as no other nation in the history of the world has been blessed. The poor in America eat meat more often than middle-class people in Europe. That's a fact. You may not think it's a fact, but it is a fact. The poor in America are better off than the rich in some countries. We have the ability to eat as no people in the history of the universe, except for perhaps a few kings. Yet, and we have beautiful houses. Many people in America have beautiful houses. Many people have beautiful vehicles. And God has blessed us abundantly. We see people going from being dirt poor and having to live on welfare and to being millionaires, to owning homes, to being able to provide for themselves and for their children and their grandchildren. Yet we have become fat and well-fed, and we have forgotten the God that gave us this, and we have become lazy, and we have not pressed in to make sure that that our rulers, those who are ruling over us, would actually be someone that would be righteous, would be just, would follow the principles of God. We haven't restrained those who are ruling over us. And in fact, as we talked about last week in America, we should be ruling over them, because we, the people, are the foundation of the government. We are their rulers. We are their bosses. They are there to serve us. And they should do so according to the commandments of God. Yet we have sat back and we have allowed them to run roughshod, and we've allowed the courts to remove the Bible and prayer and the Ten Commandments, and to allow the slaughter of over 65 million preborn children. You see, that hasn't happened just because of Roe versus Wade. It's happened because the church allowed it to happen, because we sat back and allowed it to happen. You see, God has called us to repent. He's called us to fall on our knees before God, to cry out to him and to pray. John Adams, a signer of the Declaration of Independence and second president of the United States, said this: "It is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue." He also said this: "We have no government armed with the power capable of contending with human passions. Unbridled by morality and religion, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." We have a responsibility to not only God, but also to future generations. Are we going to leave a nation that is a nation that is falling apart? Are we going to sit back and allow this nation to fall apart? Or are we going to humble ourselves and pray and seek the face of God and turn from our wicked ways so that He can hear from heaven, can forgive our sins and heal our land? We need to turn to God. We need to fall on our faces before Him, and we need to ask Him to forgive us of our sins and cry out for God to bring one more revival, one more reformation to America, one more great awakening. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.